This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is downplaying Wednesday night's historic House vote to impeach him. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Asked how it feels to be just the third president impeached in the House.
It doesn't feel like impeachment.
But it did happen.
And the president has been held accountable.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she and many others have a spring in their step. The president says they shouldn't.
It's a phony deal.
He spoke amid uncertainty about the next step. The Senate needs Pelosi to formally send it the impeachment articles for a trial to start, but she first wants to see how GOP Chief Mitch McConnell plans to run it. Both he and the president say Pelosi appears afraid after a shoddy impeachment process.
The most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly approved a new North American trade deal on Thursday that includes tougher labor and automotive content rules, but leaves $1.2 trillion in annual U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade flows largely unchanged. New Jersey Representative Mickey Sherrill announced the vote Thursday afternoon.
On this vote, the yeas are 385 and the nays are 41. The bill is passed.
The House vote sends the measure to the Senate, but it is not clear when the Republican-controlled chamber will take it up. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has said that consideration of the measure would likely follow an impeachment trial in the Senate, expected in January. The USMCA trade pact, first agreed upon in September of 2018, will replace the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Three people died of injuries suffered in intensifying protests against a new citizenship law in India Thursday. Matthew LaRotonda of Reuters has more.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's law expedites the path to citizenship for immigrants of certain religions, including Christianity and Hinduism. He says it's designed to help protect those worshippers from persecution in neighboring countries like Pakistan and Afghanistan. But it doesn't include Muslims, which has critics crying foul in a country that has long cherished its diversity and secular constitution. It also caps a string of other policy decisions from Modi that opponents claim amounts to a Hindu's first agenda.
That's Matthew LaRotonda of Reuters. Former minister Hassan Diab became Lebanon's new prime minister on Thursday. Francesca Lina has details.
Former minister Hassan Diab became Lebanon's new prime minister on Thursday, with backing from the Iran-backed group Hezbollah and its allies. The country has been crippled by the worst economic crisis since the 1975 to 1990 civil war, and has been in dire need of a new government since the then prime minister Saad al-Hariri resigned at the end of October. Violent protests against the ruling elite followed. Diab, an engineer and academic, taking the helm could seriously complicate Lebanon's efforts to secure badly needed Western financial aid, because Hezbollah is under U.S. sanctions and listed as a terrorist group by Washington.
Francesca Lina of Reuters reporting. General Motors has announced a pair of recalls for more than 814,000 pickup trucks and cars across the United States to fix problems with brake controls and battery cables. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
The first one covers nearly 464,000 Cadillac CTS sedans and pickup trucks from 2019, including the Chevrolet Silverado 1500 and GMC Sierra 1500. The second recall is for 350,000 2019 and 2020 Silverado and Sierra 1500 pickups, as it's been discovered a cable connecting the battery and alternator may have too much glue on it, which can interrupt the electrical connection and possibly cause the trucks to stall or even catch fire. Dealers will begin inspecting the cables and clean the connectors if needed, beginning January 27th. I'm Matt Small.
On Wall Street, an up day with the three major indices ending trading in positive territory. The Dow gained 0.49%. The S&P 500 added 0.45%. The Nasdaq rose by 0.67%. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.